glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength, ascribe to the Lord glory, do his name, worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. That was Psalm 29, verse 1 and 2. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. Oh, you're in for a real treat. In fact, it was exactly 5 years ago that I shared this recapping of our first ever historic broadcast from Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. So that's like 30 or 31 years ago when we first went on the air. It was an hour-long broadcast, so I edited it down, shorted some of the songs, and it's just my conversation with Phil Shepherd of the Moody Broadcasting Network. But this was a retelling from 5 years ago, so you'll hear references of being on the air for 25 years. Well, now it's 30 or 31 years. And the references to the WLUJ family of stations that was just being acquired. And it mentions 19 stations. And now, because of last year, we added two new stations, WDKR and KMDY. So God continues to raise up this radio ministry, lifting high the name of Jesus and blessing so many. And so for those of you that have never heard the start of what we now call Great News Media, have called it Great News Radio, and am licensed in Illinois as a nonprofit under Good News Radio, Inc., and obviously our wonderful WLUJ family of stations, there are some mentions, but this was a broadcast from 5 years ago, and I begin with giving a little history and background. We went on the air as Good News Radio, Inc. on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, on our first frequency, WGNN 102.5 FM. And you're going to hear Phil Shepherd. He emcees the program. But with it being an hour broadcast and trying to fit it all into this edition of Mark and Friends, I'll keep the remarks of just Phil and I, shorten some of the songs so that you really get a good sampling and feeling of what our very first ever broadcast was. Now, you'll find out right away, I had a cold. Don't you know the first ever broadcast going up to Moody? I came down with something, so you'll hear that throughout today's program. But with it airing on Easter Sunday, you'll hear the music of the season. You're already hearing one of the favorites, the Hallelujah Chorus, as that's the first song we ever played when we launched this radio ministry. So buckle up, sit back, reminisce with me, and give God all the praise as we talk through how this ministry was birthed, the vision for it, and many of the key people behind it.
Hallelujah! He is risen, and he shall reign forever and ever. You are listening to the first historic broadcast of Good News Radio WGNN 102.5 FM. What a glorious day to raise up this radio station in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord on this Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. We are here to bring you the good news. This is Mark Burns, General Manager of Good News Radio, and I welcome you to this commemorative broadcast.
Just heard a portion of Crown Him with Many Crowns, and you'll hear Phil Shepherd again, who's hosting our first ever historic broadcast as recorded on April 7th of 1996. It was Easter Sunday, and this one-hour program is being condensed into today's edition of Mark and Friends. But the upcoming song, Ain't It That Good News, we used to have as theme music for our opening. And it was always a hard one to manage because that Kathleen Battle hits such high notes, I would almost distort every time. So I had to work the mixer board every day. But what a great day to launch the radio ministry, Easter Sunday. Back to some great music. And then our host for the first ever broadcast, Phil Shepherd, will have some remarks and then ask me some questions.
You've just heard Crown Him with Many Crowns, an anthem that celebrates the majesty and glory of our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Phil Shepherd, Director of Satellite Services for the Moody Bible Institute. On behalf of the Moody Broadcasting Network, with close to 20 owned and operated stations and 300 affiliated stations across the country, I would like to welcome Good News Radio WGNN 102.5 FM to our radio broadcasting family. This is a joyous day on Easter Sunday 1996 to give birth to a brand new radio station to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. These airwaves at 102.5 FM are sanctified until He comes to proclaim His glory and His wonderful message, the good news. We celebrate this Easter Sunday the birth of Good News Radio WGNN 102.5 FM. At the beginning of all great works of God, we find people. People with a vision to extend the kingdom of God. No stranger to many people in the Twin City area. Mark, tell us about your background leading up to this exciting day.
Well, in one word, it's been God. I've been involved in the food retail business, Jewel Food Stores, for a number of years, worked with the Urbana 93 convention, and then as we found out about our interest in radio and moved forward on it, I took a temporary job at the Convention and Visitor Bureau, so there's some income coming in as we've been working on the radio project now close to 3 years.
Well, the radio station has come about by a number of other people also who that's have been right. interested. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the group that's behind Good News Radio.
Well, it's been a miracle-filled ministry adventure. Though there have been many people in the East Central Illinois area praying and hoping for a Moody affiliate in this area, my involvement really began in April of 93 during a Bible study. We were at the home of Dr. David Dunn and his father, Dr. Bruce Dunn, who was a radio pastor for many, many years, shared during our prayer time the fact that he was hoping and praying that a Moody affiliate, a new station, would come to the Champaign-Urbana, East Central Illinois area. And so as he shared that request, and I listened on, and we thought, well, that's interesting, but we didn't know much about radio at the time, and we thought, well, we'll pray for him. That's something on his heart. Well, about 2 or 3 weeks later, he again shared this prayer request. He really wanted to have a Moody affiliate in this area and said it could really minister to thousands of people. So again, we felt called to pray, and we prayed with him on that. And then the next month, he said, you know, Mark, we've been thinking and praying, and we'd love to have you managing this project. And we kind of laughed and thought, well, we don't know much about radio. And he said, well, with Moody, because it's kind of known as the Cadillac of Christian Broadcasting, you wouldn't have to learn everything about radio, just a few things, and we really need someone maybe to manage a project. And so on the recommendation of Dr. Bruce Dunn, I came up to Moody, to the Moody Bible Institute, and met with Bob Neff, who's the vice president of broadcasting. And it was a real interesting appointment because not having any radio background, I didn't know what questions to ask. I really didn't even know why I was there other than at the prodding and recommendation of Dr. Bruce Dunn. So as I walked into Bob Neff's office, I said, hi, Bob, my name's Mark Burns, and I'm really not sure why I'm here, but I would like to know a little more about radio and how the Moody Network works. And we began a dialogue, which then a few weeks later, I was with another member of a radio ministry, Cornerstone Community Radio, and got in touch with Dick Van Zandt. And he and his group had been working to bring a Moody affiliate to the area for a few years. And they were looking for an individual that would help. And so as we met months later at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention and talked with them and discussed, would God really lead us into radio ministry? We felt that it was the right direction, and they really wanted to hire us to consult and move the project forward. So really the last 2 years it's been moving the project forward, getting it on the air, and now I'm happy to say we are on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Well, and what's also been excited, besides this board, we're developing an advisory task force, and these are gifted men and women, godly men and women from throughout the listening area. So men and women from Paxton, Gibson City, Loda, Champaign, Urbana, St. Joseph, Monticello, and these men and women, we're calling them to come together to give us some spiritual advice, leadership, and direction on where this ministry can go and how it can most effectively minister to the folks and families of East Central Illinois.
It takes a lot of people, doesn't it, to do it? And it's so great to have these people who are friends of the ministry. And the one thing about Christian radio, especially a non-for-profit, not-for-profit operation, is that it's everybody's. They take ownership. Unlike a commercial station where you take and deliver a audience to an advertiser, we exist solely for the listener, and we solely depend upon the listeners to support this ministry. Yes, and we're thankful so much for those who have already caught that perfect vision. Well, speaking of visions, it does take vision, and you caught the vision, and it was almost as though you didn't even have a chance. Let's listen to Debbie Boone.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my life.
And that vision, praying for God to guide and direct. And yes, the vision has carried us to this point on Easter Sunday 1996, a brand new ministry over the airwaves here, 102.5 FM. And we're so thankful to God for what He has raised up. But with a vision, there's also a vision for the future. And Mark, tell us, what is your vision? Where are we going with this ministry?
We feel that the Lord would have us focus on really three areas, and I'll just summarize them real briefly, but it's to edify, to educate, and to evangelize the folks and families that live and travel throughout East Central Illinois. And to edify, we really feel that our programming, that our music mix and selection and variety really will build up and encourage people. To educate, we feel that the program content will help teach really good Christian values, really good values for anyone. Mm. A lot of the education program will be on family, growth, a variety of topics that we feel are necessary and helpful to encourage people. And then finally, to evangelize. And this is a really exciting element, I think, of the station, is to reach out and to touch people with a simple message, but a profound message that God loves them and has a very specific plan and purpose for their life. And I really think that the people throughout East Central Illinois will really embrace that message and recognize that we want to proclaim that God loves them, and we hope to do a number of things that will encourage that.
Mm, wonderful. And as we consider the fact that we have a university with people from around the world that come in and are going to be able to hear one of many ministry outlets, but they're going to be able to hear the opportunity to hear the preaching and teaching and the music on this radio station, that they then maybe can go back to where they came from and share what they've learned. So it's very exciting. Thank you so very much. Let's listen now to a song, I think, designed especially for today. And actually, the title of it is Easter Song.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing Christ is risen from the dead. Just as he said, quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
He is no longer dead.
The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heavens.
He is risen.
We proclaim his name.
Jesus, the Lamb of God, the first and last.
Jesus, the Son of God and the light of the world.
Jesus, the Word of God, the great I am.
We praise the name of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, we come to you at this time to dedicate this ministry of WGN and 102.5 FM to your service, to your ministry. We pray, Lord, that you would take all of the technical data, all of the equipment, all of these things, and we pray, Lord, as we sanctify them and set them apart for your holy use, that, Lord, that you would give them a life beyond their normal use, that you would use them, Lord, to reach into the hearts of people, into their homes, into their cars, wherever they might be. May they hear and may they believe. Lord, we dedicate Mark to minister to people throughout East Central Illinois, for the board behind them and helping them and working with them. I pray that you'll give them wisdom as they make decisions in the days ahead, as the visions of the ministry continue to come, and as they program and they plan out the future. We pray, Lord, that you would take it and use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Wow, how those prayers have been answered, and we've stayed steadfast to our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize all who tune in. Thank you for all your support these years, your prayers, your involvement, your volunteer efforts, the many ways you've allowed this radio ministry to continue to broadcast the Good News message 24 hours a day. If you just tuned in, you're hearing a portion of the first ever historic broadcast as recorded on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network hosted the program. It was an hour long, so I've condensed a lot of the music and some of the comments so that you could get a little sampling and praise God for what he's done through this radio ministry. I'll close out that first program with a song by Steve Camp, followed by Steve Green, and a short closing remark from Phil and myself. I'm so glad you could be a part of today's broadcast. So now back to some great music by Steve Camp and Steve Green.
This is Mark Burns. Thank you for joining us with our Easter celebration on this first day of broadcast. We look forward to serving you from this day forth.
And this is Phil Shepherd. It's been a delight to be a part of this historic broadcast.
Was our first ever historic broadcast as recorded on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. The special feature is archived at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, if you noticed in this historic broadcast, I had a bit of a cold. That edition of Mark and Friends was recorded up at the Moody Broadcasting Network as we were just getting the home studio put in place. And so I drove up to Chicago, met with Phil Shepard, and we put together that first ever broadcast. Wow, the memories. 25 years, we've remained faithful to educate, edify, and evangelize with great Bible teaching, God-honoring music, and we've added a variety of, I guess you would say, sub-ministries under our Great News Media title, because with our Prime Life Times publication, teaching English conversation classes, having the Singing Men of GNN and the Great News Radio Children's Choir, along with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and our many trips to Israel, and some of the other special traveling we've done to the Pacific Garden Mission, to watch Unshackled recorded, to visits to the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, to some other outings to Washington, D.C., and other events to see gifted speakers and so forth, we felt that we've become more than just a broadcast ministry, even though that's the meat and potatoes, as they say, of our ministry. We've seen God use these other avenues. And so that's why once in a while you'll hear Great News Media, or this is Great News Radio, a ministry of Great News Media. And now with our 19 frequencies covering the whole central part of Illinois and west central Indiana, we anticipate God continuing to expand our borders and do unique and special things to His glory. And we'd have a God-honoring ministry team that all love Jesus and want to see His name lifted up in the days ahead. So I hope you were encouraged by our first ever broadcast. And that was just a portion. There was more music and other things said and shared. So hopefully you captured a little bit of our passion and desire to use these radio frequencies to His glory. And back then it was just the first one, WGNN. Now realizing when we acquired the WLUJ family of stations, so they have some unique traditions and God-sighting stories, but how special it was Dick Van Zandt that started all of these radio ministries. And now we're united under Great News Media. So if you want to celebrate our birthday with us and you want to write a note of encouragement or send in some much-needed support, we are 100% listener-supported. Write us today at Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, I'm jumping in here. As mentioned, this was a broadcast from 5 years ago. Most of our WLUJ family of stations have never heard the beginnings of Great News Radio, what we call Great News Media now, and are licensed in Illinois as Good News Radio, Inc. But I hope you are blessed by the broadcast and realize everything is 5 years older. So we've been on the air technically 30 or 31 years now. And LUJ recently celebrated 38 years of broadcasting the good news message of Jesus. So this was a little bit of a dated program from 5 years ago, recounting what was launched over 30 years ago. So hopefully it wasn't confusing. It was a blessing. And I hope your Resurrection Sunday was wonderful. And maybe some of the songs really resonated as we celebrate and lift high the name of Jesus. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.